True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We asked a question on Twitter. What's Michigan's path to victory against Ohio State? How do you see it going down? How can they get there? I will tell you one thing. Like I talked about how I thought Day's demeanor last year was indicative of a coach. It looked to me like a coach who was wound pretty tight, and then I thought his team might have reflected the way his head coach felt, the way the head coach was. The other thing that Michigan has really capitalized on the last 2 years that I'm not sure they're going to be able to capitalize on this year is special teams. Last year, Dominic Zavada was good from 50-plus in a 13-10 game. He made a 50-plus yarder, and they obviously kicked the one at the end. Michigan, Ohio State botched a kick return and started a drive at like their own six. Ohio State went 1-for-3 on field goals. And the year before, Michigan was 3-for-3 on field goals, and Ohio State was 1-for-2 on field goals in a game that was decided 30-24. So, and they were +10 on punts. Like every exchange of punts gave Michigan another first down. This has not been Michigan's strength this year. Their special teams play has been uneven. It's been quite frankly bad at times. Zavada still has an absolute nuclear weapon as a leg, but he can't seem to dial it in. And now that Andrew Marsh is returning punts, I think he already has the two longest punt returns of the season in minimal time.
There you go.
Yeah. But honestly, the special teams advantage that they have held the last couple of years, I'm not sure is there. So, you know, that's something that they've used. But what I do love about this game is the weather. I mean, the weather is going to, it's not going to be good. So where do you see a path for Michigan victory?
Well, I think, you know, we talk about the running game, and I think whoever wins the running game is going to win this game. The other thing with it is turnovers. For the Michigan to win this game, they can't turn the ball over. They can't give Ohio State a short field. And they are going to have to effectively run the football. I still think the team that wins that battle with the total yards is going to do it. But if you
with rushing yards or total yards?
With rushing yards. Okay. But if you are able to run effectively enough, you can stay in the game. It means you have to have some longer sustained drives. Maybe they fizzle out at the end. But if throwing the ball is going to be difficult, that's going to be into Michigan's favor. But they're going to have to run. You can't just say, oh, sweet, now Ohio State can't throw, because Ohio State can run the ball. They've got three running backs there that average over 5.5 yards a carry. And it's not like, you know, two of those guys have 20 carries. I mean, these are three guys that have carried the ball this year. And Bo Jackson is turning into somewhat of a revelation this year. And he's averaging almost 7 yards a carry. And I'm sure he'd like to get to 1,000 yards. To do that, he's going to have a nice day of like 180 yards on the day. But it's tough sledding to do that. Michigan's got a defense that if they know that they can be one-dimensional because the weather is going to show that, then maybe, just maybe, they can stay in that game and do that. But I think that's how it is. They're going to have to run effectively. They're going to have to stop Ohio State from running it, and they cannot turn the ball over. And you also, I mean, it's all the little things. You can't have stupid penalties. The pre-snap penalties, don't do it. You're going to kill yourself doing that. The holding penalty is the most, to me, it feels like it's the most punitive penalty out there. It is 10 yards. One little mistake, one little grab cost you 10 yards and also cost you everything you just gained on the play. Do not do that. If they're able to do those things, they have an excellent chance of winning, but a couple of those things, you're going to stay in the game.
So, you know, it's interesting you bring up a couple of those things. Their rushing defense, Ohio State's rushing defense on paper, is terrifying. They allow 2.7 yards per carry, 80 yards rushing per game. They have allowed 4 rushing touchdowns all year, and they've gone through this whole season with allowed no opponent has rushed for more than 100 yards. That hasn't happened in Ohio State football since, I think it was prior to 1936. Okay, they're allowing 7.5 points per game. The Ohio State defense on paper is ridiculous. Now, I went through this a couple years ago with Michigan's 2023 national championship team, in which they got late in the season, and people were saying Michigan's resume isn't that strong because the schedule's so weak. And the schedule was a fair question about Michigan. Ohio State has like the 58th best schedule in the country. They beat Texas in week one. That's their only ranked win. Now, winning at Washington isn't easy, but Washington's not a ranked team. Winning at Illinois isn't easy, but Illinois doesn't seem to be quite as good as maybe people thought they would be. They beat Penn State, but that was Penn State without Drew Aller. It was, you know, a zombie team that had lost their coach. So the numbers are ridiculous. And anytime you can do that, you have to respect that team. It is possible, though, that they have fattened up on an easier schedule, which Michigan did in 2023 until they had to prove themselves late.
Well, that's the thing, is that there's not a whole lot of, look who they did it to. I mean, they did it the first week of the season, they shut down Texas, and that's it. They've given up, I think there have been 2 games since then where they've given up 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That's it in a single game. But they haven't played a who's who of the Big Ten. Big Ten's got some good teams, and Ohio State hasn't had to play them. Michigan is a good team, and they're going to have to face them and improve it all on Saturday.
Common opponents, if you look at common opponents, Ohio State beat Washington by 18, Michigan beat them by 17. Purdue, Ohio State rolled Purdue, and Michigan beat them by a touchdown. And I think, God, this is so what's weird about the B1G now, this overinflated conference. I think that's their...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Only common opponents.
Wow. That's crazy to think. But then again, when you have, was it 16 teams, 18 teams in the conference? Good God.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Well, and then there's this. You don't know until you know. You got 2 first-time starters in this game. One's a redshirt freshman, one's a true freshman. Typically, as a formula, That's not ideal. They're both incredibly talented. San has elite receivers, and we don't know if those guys are going to play. Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate sat out last week. Brandon Ennis is no joke, but the two first-time starters in this game, stage is huge, pressure is huge. How do they respond?
Well, they've got a big tight end they use a lot, the kid from Purdue. He's awfully good. Running backs can catch the ball out of the backfield, and I think that's really where the game's going to be kind of in the balance, because throwing the ball downfield may not be in the cards, but utilizing plays at the line of scrimmage, throwing it on slants and just, you know, short routes to your tight ends and running backs, that is something that can be done, which, by the way, can also play to Michigan a strength there too. I mean, Marlon Klein's pretty good as a tight end, and their running backs can catch the ball. So I imagine that's going to be a big part of both teams' offenses when it comes to throwing the football.
Yeah, short passing game might be a thing. And look, Zach Marshall, who has been playing more at tight end, he made a catch last week when Bryce fired a fastball over his head, and he got his paws up there and just pulled it out of the sky on what was a high degree of difficulty catch. I think you could, you know, say that he might be a bit of an emerging weapon for Michigan. Jordan Marshall is going to be back in this game, so we shall see. Bryce is no stranger to playing in these kind of conditions. Julian Sain was a San Diego kid who went to Alabama. Might be a little bit more foreign to him as we look for advantages for Michigan. We asked a question on Twitter, what is Michigan's path to victory? You can comment there, and we, as we often do, read the best comments on the air. AJ writes in, protect the football, must get points off any and all OSU turnovers, run the ball effectively to keep OSU's offense in the field, and protect the football. So protect the football twice. I also don't think a loss would be all that bad. This is a young team, and it will be a learning game for them. Patrick says, it's cliche, but they have to be able to run the ball, control the clock, and use Bryce's legs. From Dog Stole Greg on Twitter, Bryce with some early runs to get the defense worried about his legs. Marsh keeps making big plays. Defense needs to keep everything in front of them. No explosives. U of M 31-24. Going back to last year's game, watching that game again and going over some of the pregame notes, I said the most important stat in that game was FGA for Michigan. Ohio State's going to move the ball. Field goal attempts is the, and they held them to 3 field goal attempts, of which they only made one. But I don't know that FGA isn't another huge stat in this game for Michigan.
Well, yeah, I think it is a good stat. But if Ohio State's able to run the football, it's not going to matter.
NR says, try to keep it low scoring. Use Bryce's legs. Going to have to win the turnover battle. George says, run the ball. Hope every OSU receiver pulls a hammy. 2 or 3 pick sixes would probably help. Well, they're dealing with injuries right now. I don't hope anybody gets hurt. In fact, I kind of hope they play.
So let me ask you something about it. Because last year you said it was almost like they were walking towards the gallows, and yet Michigan still ended up winning the game. The big criticism after a couple of years ago, it was Hutch's senior year there when they beat Ohio State. The big criticism of Ohio State after that game was that they got beat up at the line of scrimmage, right? That they got it handed to them right at the line of scrimmage on both sides, whether it was on offense or on defense, that they got manhandled. And I think Ohio State's been battling that ever since, like that they weren't tough enough up front. And last year was kind of the same thing. They got labeled like they weren't tough enough. And you can be all tough after the game, but doesn't matter because you didn't get it done during the game and at home. Is that a factor this time around too? Do you think Ohio State is going to try it? Because the way I look at it, Ohio State can run the football. And Michigan has not been as stout as we've seen in the past with the defensive line. They just don't have the players up there yet. These guys could be good, really good players when all is said and done, and maybe this is their big game where they show up. But if Ohio State is solely focused again on proving how tough they are at the line, is that going to be a detriment to them?
Well, there's one of two things. If they choose to do that, great. And if they have to do it because of the weather, also great. They clearly have elite weapons outside if those kids play. And if they can't use them as much or choose not to use them, then I think that brings Ohio State's big advantage back closer to Michigan's level. But we'll talk more about it later. We got the college football blitz thingy straight ahead. It is 97.1.
North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.